Okay, this is talk number 9, and it's to do with Romans 14, and the title of the talk is The Weak and the Strong. I'd just like to pray before I start. Lord, I just ask that you would enable me, Lord, to illuminate, Lord, your intention behind this chapter of Romans, Lord, what it is you want us to know, Lord. And I ask you to help me to avoid preaching my own opinion, Lord, in any way, Lord. I want to preach you and your word, Lord. Help me, Lord, I pray. And I ask you to build, that this would be a time when each of us here would be built up, Lord, and encouraged. Amen. So the weak and the strong, we're just going to look at the context of this chapter. The original recipients of the letter were predominantly Gentile believers who had been converted out of paganism. But there was also a minority, and that minority were Jewish Christians who were converted out of Judaism. So we're just going to read some of the verses. Verse 1, accept the one whose faith is weak, without quarrelling over disputable matters. One person's faith allows them to eat anything, but another whose faith is weak eats only vegetables. The one who eats everything must not treat with contempt the one who does not, and the one who does not eat everything must not judge the one who does, for God has accepted them. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To their own master, servants stand or fall, and they will stand, for the Lord is able to make them stand. So there was a very visible problem here in Romans, and it had to do with the Jews. They had difficulty finding kosher meat, and kosher is according to the books of Leviticus and Deuteronomy. There were certain rules and regulations as to how animals were to be slaughtered, and who, in fact, was allowed to slaughter the animals in the books of Leviticus and Deuteronomy. So because they couldn't find meat in the markets that complied with these regulations, then a lot of them only ate vegetables. And the Jewish Christians, therefore, were being rejected by the larger Gentile group in the church, because the Jewish believers, they still felt constrained to observe the dietary laws and the sacred days of the Old Testament. So this was causing a problem. So the dispute was not about sin or wrongdoing, but it was mainly about eating meat or only vegetables, of observing certain holy days, and of drinking wine. So this was what the dispute was made up about. Now we just go back to the Old Testament to look at some of the reasons for those laws and why they came about. Now, there's been some investigations, archaeological investigations, and some findings at Ugarit, which was an ancient city whose ruins are located on the Syrian coast. Now, these investigations have shown that it was the custom there to boil a kid in its mother's milk as a lucky charm. And I know recently people here have been to Israel, and there was a situation where people were at dinner and a woman took out a yogurt. And in the hotel in Israel, there was a big kerfuffle and a big commotion because this went against the kosher rules. Yeah? Yes. So Tom was just clarifying the story there. And you see, this goes against some of the kosher laws, that you don't have the meat and milk together, okay? So maybe these rules were put in to address some of the practices of pagan peoples that might have lived alongside the Jews. So, yes? Yeah, so some of the laws that are in Leviticus and Deuteronomy addressed those kind of practices, those kind of pagan practices. But also the laws helped the Jews to keep their national identity when they were in a country surrounded by people of other religious practices. So it really helped them to keep their national identity. And most important of all, the laws emphasize the necessity of cleansing before you enter the presence of God. And so that had to do with a lot of the animal sacrifices in Deuteronomy and in the Old Testament altogether. So these were some of the reasons for these laws that the Jews were still hanging on to, even though they had become Christians. So what has changed since these laws of the Old Testament? I just went to Hebrews 9, and this talks about a new covenant. So the laws to do with the food and those dietary laws, they were in the Old Testament or the Old Covenant. So it's Hebrews 9, verse 13. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean, sanctify them so they are outwardly clean. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God? For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. So we now have our cleansing through Jesus Christ, and there's no need now for the sacrificing of animals to cleanse us from our sin. And this is a new covenant, and it's described as a better covenant.